Is crack good? Wait, have you done crack?
I don't know if I miss crack or do I miss the whole root. See, my hands are getting crazy at this. Him too.
Both of you guys are doing doing the Netflix is a joke?
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I'm doing the Comedy Store main room, but they didn't announce
you're headlining, you're
all? Yeah. Camera,
Cinco de Mayo.
Are you rolling? Great. Yeah, that's why I'm wearing my Lakers gear, because I'm playing at the Forum, so I just did a bunch of promos.
Yeah.
The main room would be nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this off. Nope, that's lights.
I'm doing a thing called Felipe's Sideshow with Freaks.
What? Felipe and his fools, I think.
Felipe's Sideshow.
Is that what you're doing? Who do you have on?
Huh?
Who do you have on?
Like the dinosaur comedian, bro, like Chuck Bartel and
Medina.
That guy that opens up for, he's opening up for Norm MacDonald. What's his name? Oh man. He always says myrrh after every show, after every joke. Oh, Larry Bubbles Brown.
Larry Bubbles Brown?
This guy, I didn't follow him, but we met at the Punchline in San Francisco. He holds the record of Letterman's. Like, he did Letterman in 1992 or 93, and he didn't do it again till 2006. So
really?
He has the biggest overlap from...
What was he doing in that off time?
Just performing at the San Francisco.
Does that matter anymore to, like, because you're younger. How old are you?
27.
Yeah, you're younger. Do you care about doing late night spots?
Nah.
No. Not at all.
You'd rather
get a crowd work clip.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't think young people know what a comic is anymore. Because yeah. I was at a strip bar.
Yeah.
And I was performing at the, in Portland. I was at Helium. And Dave
Chappelle. The strip clubs in Portland are fucking awesome. Have you been to Portland?
They're not, though. I went to one that was a fucking vegan strip club. No offense.
It's called Diablos.
Yeah, and then they don't give you singles. They give you twos. So the money, well, 1,000 could look like this. It looks like this.
Yeah, like they give you Monopoly money.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Oh, I've fucked that up before. Where you go into a strip club and you go, I'll take $1,000. And then they give it to you in their, like, their Monopoly money. And then you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, I'm giving all this to strippers now. That's fucking bullshit.
Bro, so Dave Chappelle was performing, right, and that week, $25,000. And Mattel Lane was performing at some other place. And I was at the club. So when I go to a strip bar, he goes, oh, so you're like a comedian? He goes, I goes, yeah, Dave Chappelle. I said, no, Dave Chappelle was performing somewhere else. I was at another club. So then... one of the strippers, you know, they flirt with you. She goes, so you're Dave Chappelle?
You're like, yep.
Oh, no, that's your guy. David Chappelle.
They don't care, man. Nobody cares.
Hell yeah.
So that's how hard it is going to be selling these tickets.
It's going to be hard selling tickets. Do you guys want anything to drink? Do you drink alcohol?
I do.
Do you want a drink?
Well, you're not drinking right now,
no,
right?
I will.
Oh, yeah, fuck it then. I'm done.
Do you want a drink?
No, I took a water. Oh, coffee, black.
They're about more like a waitress. New episode of Something's Burning. Ken Flores, Felipe Esparza, fucking gangster. I've never met a lot of Mexican Kens.
Yeah, my full name is Ken G. It's probably worse. Sounds Asian as fuck.
Why Ken G?
Ken G, I don't know. I asked my parents where they got my name from. Nobody knows.
Ken G?
How do you spell it?
K-E-N-Y-I. Spelled wrong, too.
K-E-N-Y-I.
Kenyi.
Yeah, but it's Ken G is how my parents have been calling me.
Are you 100% Mexican?
100%.
Really?
Yeah,
from Guerrero, Mexico. You get DNA and all that too?
Yeah.
Were you born in Mexico?
No, I was born in Chicago, but my parents are like first generation. Like they don't speak English. They're illegal. But like they're Mexican as fuck.
When did your parents come here?
My parents came here in 95. I was born in 96.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Anchor baby. Big anchor.
For sure. Big anchor. Making sure they never go nowhere.
What's the anchor baby? Is that?
Oh, that's what the politicians call immigrants that come here illegally, and then their babies are born immediately in America. Oh. So, like, they're U.S. citizens. So, they're like anchor. So, you can't really take them out because they're...
Oh, yeah. Nice.
But my parents are dumb, though. They went back in the year 2000, and then my mom got caught trying to come in again, and she got deported.
Oh, that sucks.
She got deported.
Yeah, she got deported, and then she got caught again. So she had to do 6 months in jail in Texas.
Shit, that's insane. What do you want to drink? What do you like?
I'll take what you have.
I'm going to go tequila and soda.
I'll do tequila and soda, too.
You like tequila?
Yep, I love tequila.
Hey, fuck. Can someone grab me the tequila? How long have you been doing stand-up?
5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
That's fucking it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would love to be at 5 years again. So hungry. You really give a fuck about stand-up then. Now. This show is sponsored by DraftKings. Listen up, football fans. This is the last weekend of the year to get your football bets in. I have teamed up with DraftKings, and right now is the perfect time to take your shot at the crown. DraftKings is giving all new customers $200 in bonus bets instantly when they place their first $5 bet on anything. There's no time like the present. Download the DraftKings app now and sign up using my code BURNING. The crown is yours. That's right. New customers who bet just $5 will get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Wondering what you can use your $200 in bonus bets on? Combine multiple bets together from Super Bowl 58 for a shot at even bigger payout. If you're already signed up for the DraftKings, like me, you can make a bet on Super Bowl 58 and get bonus bet back. Get a bonus bet in the amount of your initial wager. Max reward varies. If sports betting is not yet in your state, don't worry. You can still join in on all the fun with DraftKings Daily Fantasy and have a shot at winning cash prizes. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers can use my promo code BURNING and bet just $5 on any wager and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code BURNING only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsibilities. Responsible gaming resources.
Oh, it's like, how long have you been doing it?
An eternity now. You know, I was telling him that I went to Montreal in 2004.
You went to Montreal in 2004?
My first time.
Holy shit. You had been doing stand-up how long?
I was doing stand-up like 8 years, seven.
Really? So this is your recipe. You sent this recipe to me, correct?
Yes.
And so this is chilaquiles?
Yeah.
And this is vegan chilaquiles from Felipe Esparza. And these are, when did you go vegan?
In 2011, 12.
Did you do it, what was your reasoning?
Oh man, I was on the Atkins diet, which was the precursor of the ketose diet.
Yeah.
Remember Dr. Atkins?
Oh, yeah, he's dead. He had a heart attack.
Rick, right? So I was just eating cheese, bro, and beef, and Diet Coke, bro. No water, no lettuce, no vegetables.
It sounds like my diet right now.
So just hardcore diet, thank you. Hardcore Diet Coke, bro, and beef and cheese.
Support for Something's Burning comes from 8 Sleep. At this point, I am certain you've heard of 8 Sleep. Their buzzworthy mattress cover, called the Pod, can be added to your existing mattress to automatically cool down or warm up each side of your bed and in turn improve your sleep quality dramatically. The Pod Cover by 8 Sleep fits on your bed like a fitted sheet. It includes seamless sensors that track your sleep and health while you sleep. Stay asleep with automatic temperature adjustments throughout the night to cool and warm you as needed based on your personal sleep patterns and environment. It's clinically validated for deeper sleep, fewer wake-ups, and falling asleep faster. I am a cold sleeper. I need the room at 65 to sleep solid. And now I don't have to worry about it because my 8 Sleep Pod keeps me cool while Leanne can stay hot and sweaty. I don't really get why she sleeps like that. She didn't grow up with air conditioning. And like you'd think someone that grew up in a trailer with no air conditioning would want the... Anyway... Improve the way you sleep by using my link at 8sleep.com/burning for $200 off
plus free shipping on their high-tech Pod 3 cover. That's 8sleep.com/burning for a better, smarter sleep.
So we get hamburgers, like a five burgers, bro, with just cheese on them, bro.
Oh, fuck. They
will wrap it with lettuce, but I wouldn't eat the lettuce. I would just eat the meat. So that went on forever, bro. And I didn't go to a bathroom for like 5 days.
That's bad. That's a real worry, too.
I was constipated, bro. I had to go to a Lamaze class to learn how to shit, bro.
Cheers, buddy. I'm glad to have you guys here.
So when I went to the bathroom, bro, I gave birth, bro. And I said, I was done, dog.
God, man.
Bro, I was constipated for like 4 to 5 days. Like, I had to go to one of the Lamaze classes for pregnant chicks.
How bad your shit was?
It was bad, dog.
You had to have your wife coaching you. She got a sock and put rice in it and put it in the microwave and wrapped it around your neck.
And I was one of the people that's never been constipated ever. So I didn't know, like, because, you know, like, growing up, your mom never tells you, no, don't push your shit out. Let the shit come out by itself. But I'm one of the people who never has went to the bathroom and let the shit come out by itself. I've always been the one that pushes it out, right?
So you're supposed to let it come out by itself.
See, I learned that, bro, when I was 40.
This is a cooking show?
I'm boiling my tomatillas. I'm gonna char my jalapeno and my garlic. I love one of these. This is like my favorite thing I've ever bought is this. I cook everything on these griddles. They're fucking amazing.
I'm getting one.
They're fucking so great. You guys cook?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you like to cook?
You know, sandwiches.
Wow. Like, how long does that take?
I don't know.
Big fat sandwiches?
Big fat sandwiches is my specialty. But, yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't be cooking like this, though.
Oh, yeah?
Like, with real ingredients.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I do now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What you meet her at?
In Austin.
Really?
At a show, and then I brought her back to LA that same day, and then I got her name tattooed on my hand like a dumbass.
Well, fast.
And now she lives with me in LA. It's been a month.
That's so fucking fast.
I know. People look at me and they think the face tat is the dumbest shit I've done.
No.
Wait. Is that your zip code?
That's our zip code, yeah. People think it's my weight. People think it's my weight.
Wow, she's been doing comedy 5 years, and then you met a girl on the road and took her home, and how old? Wow, she just...
That's fucking crazy.
She just took off with you?
Fast pace, man.
And she's living with you? What's she right now?
I just sent her back to Austin. She's going to spend Christmas with her family, and she's got court.
Oh, wow. And she's got court?
Yeah.
For what?
For keying somebody's car. But I don't got a car, so I ain't got to worry about that type of shit.
This is fucking perfect.
Wow, so she might... have to go back, do some time there now for leaving the state.
Yeah, she missed court, the last one. Yeah, so.
That's fucking.
We'll see.
Hey, there's nothing better than being young and making fucking rash decisions.
So it's weird, man, when you meet people like that. I remember when I was, I used to do a comedy show in Montebello. I saw this girl that I saw on Monday night at the Latino night, Tuesday night at Casa Latina, and I saw her Wednesday at this room. So I didn't see her for about a couple of months. Then I saw her again. She grabbed me and she took me to the restroom and started kissing me. Felipe, I'm so happy to see you, man. He goes, I thought about your jokes when I was doing time. And he goes, what are you talking about? She said, I just beat a murder rap.
God, holy fuck.
What do you mean? Yeah, man. He goes, they fucking let me go, bro. A murder rap, bro.
Oh, damn.
That's fucking insane.
So I had to move in too, bro.
Perfect.
She taught me how to make chilaquiles, dog.
This is
her recipe.
Fuck.
But have you ever been arrested?
Yeah.
For what?
Driving without a license. Starting a food fight.
You're arrested for starting a food fight?
Yeah, I got arrested. I threw a milk carton across the lunchroom and it hit this dude in the face. And he just like went red and just tried to attack me, but the cops stopped him halfway. Because my school was bad, so we had cops, like real cops working security.
For real?
He just got slammed on the floor. And since he got arrested, the cop was like, well, you got to get arrested too.
Is Chicago as bad as they say? Like with just crime and
Chi-Rock?
It's segregated though. Like that super intense, like, Chi-Rock type of crime happens on the south side, you know?
Yeah.
The north side is not as bad. It's very nice.
What am I saying? I go to Chicago all the time.
Yeah.
It's like you hear stories about Chicago and it just looks like fucking treacherous. And then You go to Chicago, every time I've been, it's beautiful.
Well, you're going to be right in the division now because you're doing the United Center, right?
Or yeah.
Yeah. So the United Center is right where the South Side starts. So if you go the wrong way.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. It'll be a problem.
This show is sponsored by Talkspace. Sometimes some people wait until something bad happens to talk to a therapist. Those some people were me my entire life. I did that constantly where I would say to Leanne, I need to be in therapy. I need to be in therapy. Why wait? You can get a therapist through Talkspace. Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find the tools to cope in difficult times, and be a guiding light. Getting started is the most important part, and staying in it is really important also. Talkspace makes it easy and affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your own home. And if you've never done it, you have no idea how prolific that statement is. It is insanely so easy to do therapy when it's out of your house. There's no need to commute to appointments, miss time at work, or line up childcare in order to attend sessions. It's mental health care made easy. I'm telling you right now, if you have ever even thought about therapy, or if you've ever heard someone say it and go, I wonder what that's like. If you've ever even said, I wonder what that's like, try it. Try it. I've said it to so many people. Are you in therapy? That I say it so much that they think I work, I'm a therapist. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/burning to match with your licensed therapist today. Go to Talkspace.com/burning to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/burning.
So here's the deal. So you take the, I only need half an onion. Nice.
What are you making?
I'm making the tomatillo sauce. Place in the blender with the everything and blend until smooth. I saw this on TV the other day.
Yeah,
and
some
I
good
wanted
salsa.
To do it. I wanted to fucking do it.
I made that salsa before, right? Has your mom ever made that salsa?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, now in some taco stands in Mexico, they're not using really guacamole, bro. They're using that little green little pumpkin, calabacita.
What?
Oh. Yeah, they get like this
squash.
Green. They get squash.
Squash.
They get
really.
They burn a squash, and they blend that with tomatillos and some garlic to make it look like a avocado sauce.
Really?
Oh. That's why it don't turn black.
Yeah. Lime too. If you got guacamole, lime. You can put a lot of lime in it, and yeah. It doesn't turn black.
Oh yeah, or you know what you can do is you can take the pit and put the pit in it. You ever seen done that?
I don't know, not in my house, bro. That's just gone.
Oh fuck.
There's never been leftover guacamole in my house.
Oh.
We had like seven brothers.
You had seven brothers?
Six brothers, one sister.
For real? That's crazy. That's a lot. You don't see families like that anymore. Like no. My wife just wanted two kids. That's it. I wanted fucking a ton. If we were settlers, I'd have fucking 10 kids.
I probably have tons of kids somewhere.
Wait, you have kids?
I have three.
Let's see.
You have a lot of brothers?
I'm only, it's only three of us, but shit, we bought groceries like it was for seven of us. My parents used to put a lock on the fridge because I used to wake up at night and just start making shit.
Yeah.
Or my mom would cook my dad's lunch overnight, and I'll wake up and eat all that shit. Then he'll go to work with nothing. He's when I moved out, they're like, we don't know what to do. The food just goes to waste.
Wait, you were just...
So you're like one of those kids, like you see an Oprah eating one of those flavored candles?
Bro, yeah. I mean bullshit, bro. I put syrup on ham sandwiches.
Yeah, my house, man. Like,
ooh, syrup on a ham sandwich.
Yeah. Mm. Once I saw Elf and I saw him put syrup on spaghetti, it was a wrap.
You did it?
Hell yeah, I did that shit. And the crazy is I was like 14 when that shit came out. So it wasn't even like I was a kid. I was just fat as fuck.
God damn.
I would do stuff like that, dude, bro. Like, do stuff on TV.
Hell yeah.
Like, I know this. I used to watch this show where the lead character, she used to make some Pepsi and milk.
What the fuck?
Laverne. Hold on. Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah.
I've done that.
But one time they didn't have a Pepsi, bro. I started with a Fanta orange. It was horrible. It tastes like a creamsicle.
It tastes like a creamsicle. I've done that. What? Fuck yeah. It's actually really fucking good.
Dude, there's this girl I follow on Instagram. And then when I'm hungry as hell on the road, nothing to eat, this girl replicates all the dishes from movies, bro.
What?
Like if you go to, like the, you know, when she's like, when they're making like Ratatouille, when she's making the Ratatouille, she makes it too, bro, while the movie is playing. She makes all the.
It's amazing how fucking content is like crazy. Like the things that you, that entertain you are things you'd never know entertain you. Like I love watching Puerto Ricans and guys get their hair cut. Like I love it. Like when they really like messy and they line them up, it just, it's sat like pimples. Watching pimples get popped is like my favorite thing in the fucking world.
Hell yeah.
You ever watched that, like the pimple popper?
Yeah, but that's... I met her. She cut my skin tags off. In here, we cut off skin tags. We may not want two jalapenos in there.
Oh, she got your skin tag off?
Yeah, she cut my skin tags off.
Oh. That's funny because I got mine removed too from my armpit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got, do you have skin tags?
Yeah.
One
time, bro, when we were in Mexico, we went to Ensenada and we tried to turn the TV on. He goes, no cinnamon. I know it don't work. Smoking, huh?
Oh, look at that. That looks fucking awesome. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fucking, this smells so fuck. Just smell that.
Mm.
Oh, fucking smells so fresh.
Oh. Some carne asada tacos, bro.
Bro, this is gonna be like my first homemade meal in years.
For real?
For real.
Oh, don't hold your breath. Fuck. All right. So tell me what I'm doing here, Felipe. This is your recipe.
Oh, you're gonna put some oil right there in that pan?
Yeah. And we're making eggs.
Chilaquiles.
Chilaquiles.
Yeah.
So what do I do? I make eggs.
No, you put the chips first.
Put the chips in the pan.
Yeah.
And then what? And then.
And then while it's heating up, you flip it around like you're making chips. Then you throw in the chest egg, not all of it. Just pour it around evenly. Three of us, right?
Yeah.
Maybe half.
Yeah.
And
with the chips in there.
Yeah, with the chips.
You pour it on the bottom.
Yeah, over it.
They're good.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't do it like this, by the way, man. I don't think what? I grew up. We used to put, bro, we just get that little can of lard.
Manteca,
bro, Rex lard. A big old scoop. You know, we didn't care about heart disease back then, man.
I think you need more oil.
Yeah, more oil.
More oil?
Yeah. And, yeah, you see?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Okay.
And we would
Put the chips in?
Yeah.
How many? Tell me when. Whoa!
That's enough.
Cool. And then I'm just.
Yeah.
Should I take chips out or is
you
that
can take some off to taste that green salsa?
What's that?
You can take a little bit out to taste the green salsa real quick. Right? Yeah.
A little pregame?
A little pregame chip with green salsa.
That's right.
Oh. Let's see if this, I bet it needs salt.
Go there vegan?
Gluten free.
Ooh.
It probably needs salt.
Not to know right now. No, it doesn't. It's good.
Not bad.
Yeah, green sauce on your. On your Lakers shirt, where you're gonna be at performing at the forum.
All right.
Damn, this is good. Good call on the extra jalapeno.
You could put a bit of oil, a little bit more oil.
A little more oil?
Yeah. And mix the chips around.
All right, so now what do I do, Felipe?
Oh, you throw in the egg. Shake it up. There you go.
Throw the whole thing? Just pour it on top of everything?
No, throw half.
Where do I go? Just
pour it like you're doing. Pour on the edges first, because that's the hottest part of the pan.
Okay.
Yeah, throw the edges, and then work your way to the middle. More, yeah, just throw it on in there. Fuck it, eh?
Fuck it, eh?
Yeah, move it out of the pan, eh? Move it out of the pan.
Yeah.
Because the pan is kind of hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, take the pan out of the fire. Just leave it at that for a while.
Okay.
And throw this in there. Just throw all over. Now, don't get stingy, man. That's going to be the egg smell.
All right.
And then you put garlic salt, and then you're good.
Garlic salt, do we keep it getting, go back and forth? Yeah. We put the, when do we put this on?
After the garlic salt.
After the garlic salt?
Yeah. Oh, here. Yeah, mix it all around, because it's going to get stuck, you know. Some parts are getting cooked. So you start cooking, now you're cooking like a regular omelet.
Yeah?
Like you would cook a regular omelet, you know.
You might want to even put the flame down just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just so it doesn't beat you to...
Ah, I see.
Yeah, there you go.
So you coat the
chips,
and then, oh, I didn't know this is how you made chili quiles.
Yeah, you coat the chips.
Oh, wow. This is fucking great. Just let it keep cooking. I wonder if I should put a top on it. Do we have a top for this? Really cook out everything. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on top of that goes...
Cheese right now. You can throw cheese now.
Throw cheese now?
Yeah.
Both these cheeses? Yeah. They're both vegan cheeses.
That one first.
This one first?
That one at the end. Yeah. And you just mix it all up. Yeah. Then you can mix it all up again.
Yeah.
There you go. Now you can throw the hot sauce in there too.
This one?
Yeah, throw it in half. But you know what? Don't throw in anything. That way you can have a side one that you can mix with this sauce for yourself too.
Oh, yeah.
You can, you know what I mean? Might as well.
We'll let it cook. Let it
cook right there. Marinate.
We have enough to make a full second batch if you wanted to.
Oh, we can make another batch?
One with the red.
Yeah. Let's make. Do I have another pan?
Yeah. Awesome.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
We have everything for guacamole too if you want to make guacamole.
Let's see.
Yeah, so now you can put the red sauce on that one and mix it all up.
Yeah. Red sauce, the pato?
Yeah, on the other one.
Is it weird when white people try to talk with a Mexican accent or a Spanish accent?
No, we prefer you to mess up the word instead of making it all up.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Here, like, you pour this all over? You can't say, you know how you see? You can't say el pato, so you'll say el pato.
Yeah.
That's fine. But it's crazy when people pronounce it like el pato, and then everybody starts calling el pato when it's wrong.
Yeah.
Like guacamole, bro. Like, it's not
guacamole?
Yeah, like just guacamole.
I always feel weird because I speak Spanish a little bit. So I because growing up in Florida, and so, but I always feel weird. Like when I feel like it's almost racist when you're like, try to sound like, especially when you're at a restaurant.
But it's different though, because Cuban might say, hey, I'm waiting for the coche, but that means I'm waiting for the cab.
Yeah.
And then Mexican, like this guy might say, I'm waiting for the coche, I'm waiting for a fat pig.
Yeah.
Fat pig?
Yeah. So you can mix that one up over there.
Mix this one up?
Yeah. Yeah, mix it all up.
Like,
Yeah, you don't want the tortillas to get soft. What does your mom make them with? Chilaquiles.
What do you mean, like con tortillas?
Yeah, but what kind of sauce? Chinchilada sauce?
The salsa verde, esa misma salsa, the same
this
sauce.
One? This
the
one?
Same sauce.
I didn't really understand what this dish was.
Struggle meal, man. It's a meal made of leftovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is this one done, you think?
Let me see. Yeah, it's done.
That's done?
Yeah.
You should can I plate
put that
it?
To the side, yeah.
I'll just put it down.
Yeah, it's done. Let's turn it off.
I turned it off. Liquid death,
oh, here
bro.
We go, bro.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a fucking horrible host.
No, what the fuck? You're cooking two different dishes.
This is so fucking cool. So you're coating the eggs.
I had
no idea that this is how this was done.
Yeah, you gotta coat the eggs.
Oh, fuck, yeah. That's everything I like about a tortilla is when it gets like this.
Oh, me too, bro. Oh, don't forget the this.
Oh, yeah. God damn it, this is fucking great.
My brother, he used to make, when my dad was hungover, my brother used to make this for my dad, like.
For real?
Oh, yeah, with real eggs, though. My brother was like the chilaquile king.
Fuck.
I mean, one time, I made my chilaquiles with mole, bro.
Oh, I love fucking mole. Oh. Bro, this came off the plate perfect.
Perfect, bro.
Oh my God.
This shit means something to me, man.
Here, you want to sprinkle some of this on there, Felipe?
Yeah.
Here, you put it on top. Oh, whoa! Whoa.
Oh, so you got to mix it up. Oh, yeah, man. That was bomb.
Oh.
Wow, that came out bomb right there, man.
God dang. Here we go. Here, help yourself.
You could add sour cream to yours too if you want.
Sour cream?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh my God. This is fucking outrageous.
Mmm. Mmm.
Oh, holy shit.
Hot.
I gotta go vegan too.
This shit just made me homesick.
This is fucking outrageous. I can't believe I've never had this before. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's good. You got more salsa to it.
Yeah.
It's good, right?
It's fucking great. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. What ethnicity do you think has the best breakfast food?
Scottish Irish. Because it's similar to ours. It's beans, sausage, a tomato, and a Spanish sausage, and another tomato, and a piece of cheese. Ours is the same. It's beans, fried eggs, bacon, chorizo, and a fucking piece of tortilla in it. Man.
Mm. The best breakfast you'll ever get is at McDonald's in Chicago. You got to get a number 9 steak bagel. Fire. They don't have it out here in L.A. It's the only thing
I'm... For real?
Steak bagel? Yeah,
steak bagel. Oh, my God. I know you shouldn't get steak from McDonald's, but fire.
What's the best fast food restaurant?
McDonald's.
You think?
I think it's consistent. Right?
McDonald's.
You know, without the hood, huh?
McDonald's. I love McDonald's.
I love McDonald's.
Hell yeah.
If you get one sponsorship from one restaurant, would it be McDonald's?
Hell yeah.
It would be cool to get Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell, man.
I love Taco Bell.
People hate on Taco Bell. You other Mexicans, that's not real Mexican food. They never said they were.
I don't want real Mexican food right now.
It's delicious, man. Here in Los Angeles, there's an In-N-Out, right? But also, up like in West Covina, there's a fake In-N-Out, bro. Like a totally fake In-N-Out. It's called Easy Takeout. And, bro.
With the arrow and shit?
You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. And it's totally... They sound exactly like animal style, but they call it the turbo style. But it's exactly the same menu, except they have breakfast eggs and all that.
For real?
Yeah, it's called Easy Takeout. Look it up. Anyway,
have you been to Baker's?
Baker's is bomb.
Baker's is fucking out of this world.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought we were gonna pretend to like this shit. This shit is fucking good, man.
Georgia, you wanna try some? This is the real test. We'll see what my daughter thinks. George, come here. Home from college.
Hello, Georgia.
Hello.
All right. This is...
Wait, why do they look different?
This one's vegan.
Which one's vegan?
This one's vegan. Here, try it. Do you know what it is?
I've been listening, so yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
That's good.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good fucking breakfast.
That's a vegan one?
That's vegan. Felipe is vegan.
Why are you vegan?
He was shitting really aggressively.
I was constipated for a long time. Unhealthy.
That's actually it?
Yeah, and my family are diabetic, by the way.
Really?
All of them. They're living on insulin right now.
Are you not diabetic, are you?
Hell no.
What's the signs of diabetes?
You get diabetic?
It is good.
No, but you get this, like a black neck like this.
Oh.
I thought I was wearing bad gold.
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Which one do you like better, vegan or non-vegan? Non-vegan. And by the way, that's only non-vegan because of the cheese.
Oh.
Yeah. Go ahead, enjoy it.
Oh.
That's the test. That's the test. When your kids like it, anything you can make, that's like the best part of having kids. It's the thing I'm going to miss the most when... Do you have any kids?
No, no.
Do you ever think you're going to have kids?
I don't know. I think it's one in the oven, but we'll see.
You think?
We'll see.
This chick, there's not one thing I don't like about this new chick.
Yeah, I know. I love her.
I know, man. Gonna trap you or something, huh?
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
Are you ready to be married?
I'm ready to make my life a living hell.
Oh, marriage is awesome. But especially the kids part. When you get like a great chick. Like Felipe scored. Fucking scored.
I know, she's a boss.
She's a boss. She's like a legit boss.
I know. Every time she walks in the room, she intimidates me.
Well, she has a bachelor's degree and a master, bro. And once I get my GED, we're going to be a power couple, bro.
Power couple. You and Lisa, Jay-Z.
Once I get my GED, it's over, bro. I'm going to talk out the bank now.
Do you ever feel like money is just flying out of your account?
and you have absolutely no idea where it's going, well, I know. It's all those subscriptions. Think about it. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, parenting apps, it's endless. I'm guilty of this. So I used Rocket Money to help me find out what subscriptions I'm actually spending money on. It was freaking eye-opening, and I had them cancel the ones I didn't want to use anymore. And there were a ton of them. I wish I had written them down because you would be shocked. Fitness apps were my thing. There was a moment where I would buy fitness apps at leisure, literally at leisure, sitting on the couch going, this will turn it around. $29.99. Wait, I can get the whole year for $179? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/burning. That's rocketmoney.com/burning. rocketmoney.com/burning.
When you met your wife and your kids, like, your fame started growing as your kids started growing with you, right? Yeah. They grew with you. Like me, I didn't grow up with my kids, but the ones that I did, but like, they...
That shit is a crazy thing. Me, I didn't grow up with my kids.
I feel like not, but I know them now. They feel like your money and your fame is theirs too. And I'm like, hell no. Build your own mountain. because they got me for child support already. Yeah. We're done. I'm out of the business. Bro, when I won Last Comic Standing, I remember NBC came up to me and said, Felipe, man, all these charges are coming up all of a sudden. You win. Because I guess everybody was quiet, you know, during Last Comic Standing. Nobody was saying nothing. But as soon as I won, they saw there was $250,000 plus an 80-city tour. People started coming from everywhere, bro.
For real.
My baby mama came along and said that, well, I have two kids with him. And she filed for child support. So NBC was like, do you have two kids? Why are they here? He goes, well, they're trying to get you a child support. Yeah, so I wrote the check, bro, and she became the last baby mama standing, bro. She paid all her man's warrants. Fuck. She put money in all her cousin's books.
You took care of the whole hood with that shit.
Bro, when I used to date toxic women, if I liked them, I would put money in their man's books, bro, to keep the drama, to keep the relationship going. Listen, man, I know you're never going to get out. And I don't want you to be calling over here. Where's she at? She with me, man. Yeah, here, man. Go buy some cupcakes.
I hooked up with one chick who had a boyfriend that was in prison, and I was at her house hooking up with her the night he got out.
Oh!
And he called and said, I'm coming over, and I've never left an apartment quicker. She was like... She's like, he's a bitch. Don't fucking listen to him. Don't be scared of him. He's a fucking bitch. He's all talk. I was like, I'm only talk. I walked home. She lived on like Fountain and like La Cienega. And I walked all the way from La Cienega down.
I know exactly what guy he's from. That one thing I mean, man, like you know Chicago really well. Like, if somebody tells you the street, you know what gang is there?
Oh, yeah. You know what block
is. How hard is it not to join a gang?
It's really hard because, you know, like, you're kind of, like, born into it, you know? Like, you hang out with the people you grow up with. So yeah. It's, like, it's not nothing wrong to you. It doesn't seem like the wrong thing to do. Yeah. It's what everybody's doing. You know what I'm saying? So, eventually, my parents moved out to a suburb in Chicago, Aurora. And that's what I always claim that I'm from there. But it's the same shit everywhere, man.
Really?
Crime is everywhere. You know, you hang out with the wrong people. Every town could be shitty.
I remember people leaving my neighborhood to go live somewhere better. And then the kids would still catch the bus back to the hood to hang out.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Yo, you were doing?
I'll take the Metro back to Chicago.
I know a kid that was...
up on the neighborhood.
He would take an hour ride back around. An hour. It was like the gangbanging was a job now. He'll get up from his suburbs. And then get up in the morning, catch the bus, and go back to the hood and post up, and then leave at midnight before the last bus.
I mean, we had gangs. We had a gang. This sounds really fucking white, what you're about to hear. I was in a gang called EPU, E Pluribus Unum.
What?
It was more like a group,
A party crew?
Yeah, no, it was like a group in our high school that you, like, the cool dudes were in, and then you got initiated. You had to get initiated. It was like a fraternity. But then I was in a fraternity. But I understand the draw of, like I, that's what I don't think people get is, like, people love, when white kids go to college, they all join fraternities. It's the same thing. You just want to belong to a group of people that have your back, that you feel like you share stuff with. I mean, that was the funnest time in my life, was being in a fucking fraternity. I loved it.
Did you join the gang early or late?
I never really officially joined the gang, but I mean, it was like from I was young, I was outside, you know. I was 7 years old on the block. I'm a chain snatch.
I hung out bikes.
For really?
Yeah.
Me too, bro. I hung out with these guys my whole life. And then, like, even when they were all, like, getting crazy and smoking weed, I never smoked weed. When they were drinking, I wasn't drinking. But it wasn't until, like, I got somebody pregnant, I felt like my life was over. I was, like, 19, bro. And then they jumped me in all late. I was, like, the oldest gang member at 19. 19's old, huh?
19 is old to join. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got 17-year-olds telling you what to do and shit?
Yeah, man. I was, like, 19, man, getting jumped by 14-year-olds. I got jumped by 14-year-old, 15, 16, 17, and one guy was 18.
You were, like, that fool from the Goonies and shit?
Yeah. Hey, you guys! I was a veteran. As soon as they jumped me in, they called me veterano.
You got promoted right
they
away?
They called me a veteran, eh?
The youngest OG.
I remember they caught us. I remember they caught us. This guy, nobody had really cars, but with somebody who really was in need of drugs, his addiction was really bad. He had no more money. He would look at people and go, hey, man, I'll loan you my car, man. Just give me whatever. So I was in a car that they borrowed from a crackhead, and I guess the crackhead was a rental. He never turned it in, so now it's a stolen car now, I guess. But I didn't know. I was in the back seat. The police pulled us over in, like, Watts. Far, bro. I live in the hood. It's far, man. And I remember the car. It's how scared I was, bro. I had a little Gideon's Bible. I was in my little cell reading it.
For real?
Yeah, and the cops, everybody in the car was 14, 15, 16, and I was 19, dude. The cop went into the cell and looked at me and goes, what are you doing, man? He goes, what do you mean? He goes, you're not even driving the car. And you hang around with these guys. He's not even the leader, bro. He was roasting me in there, bro. Like, you're not even a leader.
They're in juvie. You're going to the big.
He goes, we're going to release them. He goes, we might keep you.
I feel weird calling you parents.
He goes, these guys, if this guy would have said, you're the one who stole the car, you were your idea, we would have took you. He goes, this guy admitted to driving the car and taking it, but we have to let them go. But we have to just keeping you for being a dumbass.
Catching curfew charges and shit.
So then, when they were releasing me, bro, I was in a bench that was still hanged up and shit. And I was reading, like, a crime that was committed in that neighborhood. It was somebody was murdered over a jacket, you know, two guys. And I remember reading the whole story, and when I read the story, I was like, fuck. Because I knew the guy that they were looking for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because somebody back home had just repeated that story I just read.
Oh, really?
And I was like, god damn.
I know them.
And it goes, what are we doing in the neighborhood right now? The scene of a crime that was committed by someone that we knew yesterday. So, yeah, I remember that cop telling me, what are you doing here? You're not even a leader of this crew.
That's fucking...
They're telling you what you're right. You're taking instruction from a 14-year-old who's a real killer.
When was the last time you did stuff illegal like that? Like, when did you... At what age did you grow out of it?
Like 20-something, like 21. 20 years old, I went to rehab. 21.
What did you go to rehab for?
I was bad, dude. I was addicted to crack, you know?
Really? I can't imagine you like that.
This one looks like he's still addicted to crack. What do you mean?
I just liked it. I still do.
Yeah.
But I don't do it, you know? Yeah. People say, you miss it? Hell yeah. I just don't do it.
Yeah. Is crack good?
I don't know if I missed the whole...
Wait, have you done crack?
I don't know if I missed crack or do I miss the whole rule. See, my hands are getting crazy at this. Him too.
Both of you guys are doing
It's like we're going to cook something right now.
No, I feel like a fly. We're just like...
I quit, you know, but then I fell off the wagon as a comedian. So I had an addiction as a comedian also. Oh. So I was 10 years sober, fell off the wagon, and then I was off and on, and then I quit everything in 09. I remember Ralphie May, the late Ralphie May, hey, Flipper! That fool making fun of me, bro, and him and Joe Diaz, because I ordered room service, bro. Guess what I ordered, bro? I was desperate, dog. A big-ass spoon and baking soda.
Oh.
I have my own show, bro. Burning with Felipe's part in the 2 in the morning. Whoever can bite their ears wins.
Oh, fuck. Man.
Bro, that week, that comedy club lost the account for the hotel.
No more Crown Plaza for you.
Sorry, Pete. From Houston.
Oh, I remember Pete's laptop. Yeah.
He was bad. He was good, huh?
God damn.
He was a cool dude, huh?
He was a great dude. I loved him. He was really good to me.
I didn't know you knew him.
Yeah, that was the first club I really headlined at. That club was amazing. That's where everyone
Houston?
Did.
Yeah. That was the first time I headlined too in Houston.
Where'd you?
It's the Riot. It's a newer club.
Yeah.
I did a club there, man. Like somebody, cause my first TV credit was like in 96 and somebody saw it. So they thought I had an hour of material, bro. But all they saw was seven good ones. You know?
Seven good ones.
I didn't have a whole 20. I didn't have a whole hour. And they booked me and another comedian named Jeff Garcia.
I know Jeff Garcia.
Yeah, he was more experienced in comedy life than I was.
Yeah.
I was more street life. So him, he knew like where to go after the show. So we went to a massage parlor, the first one. It had just been raided, bro. The police was there. And then the cab driver said, "Don't worry, Holmes, I know another one." He goes, "I know another one." So he took it to another massage parlor. It was like midnight, bro. I go in there, and the whole house felt like that movie with Tom Cruise, bro. Eyes Wide Shut, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just dark in there, bro, like dark. And I was just paranoid, looking around, bro. Like, I don't want somebody to karate chop me from the side. You know, I'm in the game of death here, you know. So I just sit in the bed, and I didn't do nothing with this lady because I was a rookie, bro. Like, pretty much a virgin. I didn't know what to do. And she just danced, and, like, she gave me signs, like, you know, with her hand, like, you wanted more money?
Yeah.
She was going like this. But I didn't do nothing, bro. I had no sex or nothing.
Bro, that happened to me the first time I ever met with an escort. It was in Van Nuys at Costco.
At Costco?
Hold on, what?
You yeah. Costco card?
Yeah, I had done crystal meth with my uncle on accident. Yeah, I told him to give me an 8-ball of coke, and this motherfucker came back with an 8-ball of crystal meth. I was like, that shit hurt my nose when I hit it. I was like, what the fuck is this? He's like, oh, it's cri cri. And I was like, what the fuck is that? He's like, it's crystal meth. I was like, I told you to get coke. He's like, no, they ran out. You didn't call me and fucking ask. You just got this. So I went. I got an Uber to Van Nuys. First I was horny as hell and I didn't know nobody in LA. I was visiting at the time and I googled escorts near me. And the first, like, I only had like $100. So I went on this page called Erotic Monkey at the time. It don't
work. Erotic Monkey.
It don't work no more. Don't try it. But I got this one escort. It was $80.
And she $80?
$80, bro.
Venmo?
In an RV. In an RV right outside the Van Nuys Costco. And when I went in there, she had a baby on a feeding chair, bro. And she sent me to the room in the back. And the room was there was a towel. So I moved the towel. I was like, oh, she probably just took a shower. I moved the towel. It was hella cum stains on the bed. So I put the towel back. I laid down and I was just off crystal meth, yacked out. And then she tried to, like, you know, play with my shit. My shit was dead. I was so nervous. It was daylight out. I've been up for like 4 days. So she just sucked my titties for $80, fool. That's it. Just sucked my titties for $80.
You breastfed her,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I breastfed her. I know. I should have picked the baby.
You should have got the baby next, bro.
I walked out of this and was sent to the baby and left. She was crazy.
The baby's like, usually I suck her titties.
Yeah.
So when we left that fucking massage parlor, nothing happened, right? We went back to the comedy condo and it was locked, bro. We couldn't open that fucking condo, bro. Locked. And goes, fucking Felipe, you left the fucking keys in the. I thought I left the keys in the massage parlor, right?
Yeah.
But so that comedian said, hey, dog. But the fucking Jimmy Neutron boy, hey, dog, fucking kick the fucking door down, bro. You're like fucking tough from Miami Vice, dog.
Good impression of Jeff
fucking
Garcia.
Fucking kick it out, dog. So, bro, I had some fucking Doc Marty that was trying to break in. So, bro, I fucking went back, bro, like a cop that kicked down my door before. And I fucking kicked it down, bro. It all came shattering down fast, dog.
Oh.
Glass, the door, this fucking redneck dude comes out of the house. What the fuck you guys doing? Bro, it was the wrong condo. It was the wrong condo, bro. This dude shows up, bro, with his underwear and like hair like me, bro. He looked like a lead singer of the Allman Brothers. Bro, he was fucking. So I ran, dog. As soon as I saw his voice, I ran and I left that Jeff there by himself, bro. And then I don't know what they talked about, bro, but he told him that we were gonna fix that door the next day.
Fuck,
we promised. Yeah. But the next day, when we went back to our condo, bro, the door was open, bro. And we never fixed that condo. But every time I think about that story, bro, think about it's Texas. And he had a right to murder us.
He could have
shot you.
He had a right to just murder us right there, bro.
He would have put you on the news. Because
he started saying, man, you guys are lucky this, lucky that. And it goes, but in my head, it goes, sir, bro, it's funny how fucking we talked him out of it, bro. He said, listen, bro, you know what, bro? Call the cops right now, bro. Tell them that we just crashed in here and broke down your outdoor. We want you to feel safe tonight, you know? Call the cops. He goes, nah, man, we ain't gonna call no cops. He probably has a fucking person tied up in his house. He didn't want nobody to know about.
Well, this has been an amazing episode.
Let's get back to that baby, bro. Oh,
yeah. That might be the wildest stories I've ever heard.
Man, that shit was crazy, bro.
That might be one of the best stories I've ever heard in my life.
I wish I was kidding, too. Like, that is 100%. This is not a bit. This is not something I do on stage or a story I tell everywhere. This is a real-life story. She sucked my titties for 20 minutes. And I was just like, can I eat your pussy or something? She's just like, no. I was like, all right. So I just got my titties sucked while I just jacked off. It's the worst $80 ever.
Sound like that girl from that movie, The Florida Project.
What's The Florida Project?
Oh, man, have you ever seen The Florida Project? It's a movie that was shot in Orlando. It's about these people who live in this hotel apartment. It's based, bro, everywhere that she looks for tricks is all around by the Orlando Improv, bro.
Oh.
Like all, I recognize that hotel where she was pimping. It's sort of like the dark side of Orlando.
Is Moonlight in Florida?
Moonlight?
Yeah. Y'all ever seen Moonlight?
Wait, the TV show?
No, the movie, it's the black gay guy. Yeah, I watched that shit on a plane. That shit was embarrassing as fuck.
I almost shit my pants!
It's just two black guys fucking for 20 minutes. Like, I was watching it. Like, my dick started getting hard. I was like, bitch, I'm on a plane. Turn this shit off.
Moonlight? It was two big
guys. It's an Oscar winner.
Every time I think we're going to stop the episode, something gets better.
I saw a movie that hardcore, bro. It was called The Skin I'm In. Oh, my God, bro. You talk about a hardcore movie. It's Javier Bardem. His daughter gets raped by these two crazy motherfuckers. But her father is like a plastic surgeon, bro. So he kills one of those guys and then grabs the other one and then starts giving them hormone shots, bro, for about a whole year. Turns them into a full-blown woman with a vagina and boobs and then rapes them at the end of the movie.
Hey, yo.
Holy fucking spoiler alert.
That shit sound crazy.
Bro, you thought Tusk was bad.
Nah. You thought Tusk was bad?
Bro.
Have you seen the new Godzilla movie, bro?
No.
The new Godzilla movie, bro, is like what I'm talking about, bro. It's like, I haven't seen it, but spoiler alert. But you know how when you watch a Godzilla movie, they will show you like, they show you Godzilla?
Yeah.
But this is the new Godzilla movie. It's based on the view of the people getting smashed by Godzilla. You see the people being smashed in the buildings, bro, and the people that are in the car.
I love those old Godzilla movies when I was a hardcore. Kid. When I was a kid, when they, like, there was that. And do you remember Ultraman? Did you ever watch Ultraman?
Fuck yeah.
I remember the one time he went, he was eating lunch, and he went like this, and he was like, oh!
Yeah, he forgot his food! Yes! I remember that shit, dog. It was hard to find those toys because they never sold them in America.
Yeah.
Remember the giant robot, flying robot?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Chinese taco, but at the end, remember at the end when fucking Johnny Robots took off with that fucking dude and he died? That's the only time I was trying to cry, bro. And my dad, we couldn't show emotion in the house. My dad said, "You cry, I'll fuck you up."
No, the first time I ever cried for a real movie, like Let It Out, Marley and Me, that shit fucked me up.
The dog?
I can't watch that movie, bro.
Marley and Me with Owen Wilson, Jennifer Aniston?
No. And that dog?
PTSD, fool. What? I won't get a dog because of that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
We've had to put down two dogs, two cats.
Fuck.
Yeah.
How were those cats?
I don't mind. I'm not much of a cat person. I'm allergic to cats. I never really wanted the cats. So, like, every time we lost a cat, I was always like, let's not get another cat. And then we always get another fucking cat. Yeah.
My parents just got a cat and they had to put him down. They only lasted 8 months. He had cat AIDS.
Well, I never had a pet.
Yeah, he got cat AIDS.
He had a
real Mexican cat. We used to let him out every day. He'd come back every other day.
He got AIDS.
And we got AIDS. I was like, damn, bitch, you skipped HIV, went straight to AIDS.
Every time I want to wrap this show up, it gets fucking funnier.
I have a rapper that just turned 8 years old today.
Today,
bro. I've had that fool.
Take him to Chilaquiles.
I bought that fool for $60, bro. Trust me, bro. That fool cost me more than $60 just to keep alive. Oh. Bro, this motherfucker, I came home one time, and he had like a tilted head. I never even seen an animal with a tilted head. It happens to dogs. It happens to small animals. Like, their equilibrium gets messed up. I had to cancel my plan to see the Nutcracker, you know? And, fuck, dude, I had to, bro, I grabbed a neck pillow, and I put it on her neck like a neck brace, and I got a blanket, and I wrapped that little motherfucker up, bro. And I was like this at 3 in the morning, bro, like that guy from the Green Mile crying. Trying to take the pain out. Like the Green Mile, bro. Or like when Shaq was crying.
Trying to take the flies from her.
Yeah. Yeah, like that dog. Holding the motherfucker from dying. And then, bro, me and my wife were taking turns feeding this motherfucker, right? So holding him all tight, giving him greenies, bro, forcing water in his mouth.
Yeah.
And then finally, bro, 3 weeks later, his little neck got better, and it was tight. It was bad, dog.
Ate today, bro. You did that shit.
I brought that motherfucker back to life, bro. Yeah.
That's guys, rad. This was a fucking amazing episode.
My real kids never took him to a dentist, bro.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.